Item number four, community contract vendor quality updates, sanctions, holds, and service suspensions.
Good morning, committee chair and committee members. My name is Lolita Williams, and I'm the manager of contract compliance at BHS. I'm here to talk today about Jefferson Crest Detailer Properties and Broad Step. Jefferson Crest and Detailer Properties are owned by the same person, Daniel Taylor. And so with the audits that we completed, when we took action on, because of two of the homes, we ended up terminating all of our contracts with Daniel Taylor. On July 26th, my team completed a site visit, and they found that two of the properties were in squalor. Bedrooms were dirty for the clients. Their clothes were piled high on the floor. And my auditor reported that she believed that urine and feces were throughout the home. BHS removed our clients immediately, and we ended up terminating the contract on September 1st. With regards to Broad Step, BHS has had, I think in the last week, we've gotten another for-cause audit. So BHS has had about 16 for-cause audits with Broad Step in the last year, centered around their residential programs. Some of the issues are kind of related to issues with staff training and staff not knowing how to deal with the population, the conditions of the home, and Broad Step in general not following up on the requirements that are outlined in their contract, like the impaneling process. We placed them on a corrective action plan in June, but we still continue to receive complaints from them, even with them being placed on a corrective action plan. So as of October 18th, we suspended them to new referrals, and we're working closely with them to try to improve kind of like the quality, the state, and try to rectify some of the issues that they're having so we can decrease the amount of for-cause audits that we have. That concludes my report. Are there any questions or comments?
I have a few questions.
Sure.
So the properties owned by the contractor for Taylor and Crest were one and the same. What programs were people placed in those properties for?
They were resident. That I don't know. Amy, are you on the line?
I am. Mary, what was your question? What programs were individuals placed in those properties for? What programs were they?
Into the Broad Step?
No, into the Taylor properties?
Taylor properties, various, but many were placed there with their provider. It doesn't have just one specific program.
Were they all mental health or developmental disabilities? Were they?
Majority of behavioral health.
Behavioral health?
Behavioral health. Some individuals co-occurring, but I don't believe they were anyone that was solely receiving SUD services. So behavioral health and or co-occurring.
Okay. How many people were impacted? Do we know?
I don't have that exact number with me today.
So they were all removed immediately and placed elsewhere?
Yep, as soon as we could find placements, and we were able to quite rapidly.
Okay.
As soon as we knew the condition, when the staff person from the compliance team came back and reported, Lolita informed us on the program side immediately that same day, and that afternoon, or the very next morning, our team, Tamara, Lane, and John Moran, out of the CBRF system, began trying to find new placements immediately.
Okay, and I always try to follow this, you know, in space without having this on paper. As far as Broad Step, the residential, now, there's been
raw stuff has been up and down for many different things throughout the last year or two. So can you clarify now, residential is behavioral health again and co-occurring?
Yes.
So what's the status with folks there? So there's...
So one of the issues that this wasn't actually on the agenda for today due to timing. So you will have the official notice for the next board meeting. You will actually get a copy of the notice that went to Broadstep informing them that referrals were stopped. And let me pull that up real quick.
Referrals stopped. Okay, that was...
Yep. And that's when... I have it right here. So effective October 18th, we informed Broadstep leadership that we were stopping referrals to all of their CBRFs, all of their group homes immediately due to concerns regarding, and I'll just give this verbal, but again, we will put this letter in for the next packet. For not following empaneling process for Broadstep employees and in particular temp service staff, concerns regarding sufficient staffing coverage at the homes, not following critical incident reporting and the timely submission of these reports, all other corrections that were recommended in a corrective action plan that they were under for CBRFs, and those corrections being completed and sustained, and other concerns regarding caregiver misconduct allocations occurring in the group homes. So with that, we did make that decision to stop referrals, and we're working weekly with the vendor to ensure that improvements are made, that they've actually made the improvements to the corrective action plan, that these are being sustained, and that then our compliance team headed by Lolita will go back in and do compliance reviews. But we do have several areas at several houses that came to us, and because of this, we just needed to address it on a system level and not just by the individual homes.
Can you give me an example of the names of the homes, or because they have...
They have multiple. Yep. So their largest one, Bellwood, Underwood, a couple of the AFHs. So it kind of goes across.
So we still think people are safe there?
At this point, yes, because of some of the corrections that have gone in. And so we're working with the vendor to try to keep those improvements and to also watch any of the improvements that are being requested by the state as well. So at this point, we do believe so. We haven't had to make individual moves, but to help them, you know, reducing capacity allows them to focus in on what they're exactly doing and how they're ensuring that all of their oversight is in place. So, and when you have, you know, people who newly move in, it takes a lot of extra support during that time because it's difficult for individuals, right? And so thereby, we're hoping that this helps them, like I said, focus in. They are a national company, so they can bring in statewide and national resources to help them, and they have done so, especially in regards to their own quality assurance and also their reporting and their oversight of some of these things as far as credentialing and paneling and some of that. So we received their corrected action plan on Friday, late Friday. That's when it was due. Our team will be reviewing it again on Thursday, and then we're meeting back with Broadstep again next week. And so we are trying to really work with them to ensure that people are safe, that staffing and oversight is occurring. We've gotten a lot of reassurances, but we are also looking at that and seeing if we need to also expand the number of group homes that we have in our community and other potential vendors, which I'll take a little bit of time, but it's unlike the previous vendor that Lolita reported in on, where we saw there was immediate need for individuals to not reside there, and we acted promptly and swiftly when that did occur. But with Broadstep being our largest vendor, there are 121, 122 people placed in Broadstep group homes in our community. That would not be something that could happen very quickly. So we are supporting them. We're seeing if there are any particular homes or oversight areas that cause us great concern, and if so, us having to take action within those. But at this time, even their national level COO is involved in the corrections.
Okay, thank you.
Shirley.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Shirley.
Quick question. Hi. The crisis stabilization houses, the actions that you just described are independent from operating those. There are no problems with the CHS.
We have had some problems with the CSH, and a part of that was due to kind of the oversight system that was happening at the CSH. But with the CSHs, there are more, we have not stopped referrals into the CSH as they are such a vital part of our throughput of the system. And since getting just the organization made a change in their state behavioral health leader, and since that change happened roughly 3-4 weeks ago, our CSH leaders have been having a really good response. They meet at least monthly, sometimes twice a month, between the BHS CSH leaders and the Broad Step leaders to ensure that clients are being cared for, anything that needs to happen there. And so they feel that things are going really well there. So we excluded them from the referral stops.
Okay.
But we have had some things happen there, you know, allegations of staff not being in the house, actually being out in their cars, some other things that have happened. But since the two changes in leadership on two levels have occurred, we've seen a big difference at the CSHs, and we're helping to support BroadStep to see those same changes happen in the group homes where it's people's long-term, it's their homes. And we want to ensure that, and we're trying to look to see what supports to help them as this is an extremely challenging time of hiring. It's something that we hear from all of our providers, and the group homes have been, you know, hit quite a bit, hence the use their agency had to use on temps. So they've been focusing in a lot on hiring and hiring non-temps, and it has been making a difference of being able to have staff who are fully onboarded. They go through the DHS 83 training for group homes, plus supported in that way, so they know what to expect, and they know how to contact their supervisors for that support that they need. And a couple of those changes have been, we've been seeing some increases, but yet there were enough critical incidents reported that were concerning enough that we felt we had to stop these referrals and really get in there and work with the provider to find out what's going on and see if they can actually make these improvements and sustain them. Because if they're not able to sustain them, then we need to take contractual you know, steps and get people moved.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Questions for Lolita or Amy?
No.
Okay, thank you, Lolita. Thank you, Amy.
Welcome.
Thank you.